Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm your host, Kimbo, the podcast where we uncover the stories behind the creativity. Get ready to be inspired. So sit back and grab a slice of life.
I'm on the Slice of Life podcast with Kimbo. Yeah.
What is up, guys? We are back with another episode, episode 8 with Draper.
What's up, what's up?
Draper here is a model, freelance. How did you get into the freelance versus agency? Well, whew. Tell us.
So modeling itself is like, it's a lot. I've decided not to, you know, get signed or go with an agency, mainly because, you know, me doing modeling is just my way of getting the connections, you know, getting into the industry. I'm learning the ins and outs of it. My end goal is to, of course, manage, you know, other models. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. I've been toddling around, you know, trying to manage myself, you know, get myself into different gigs, different shows, and, you know, get myself out there now more by myself. So that way I'm able to kind of learn the ins and outs and, you know,
so
be able to get some more knowledge.
How did you get started in modeling?
Whew. So I would say it was my 12th grade year of high school. So, we did this fashion show at my school, mm-hmm. and it was in front of the whole school. Believe it or not, I was once upon a time like a quiet kid. So I was like not
same.
Yes, I was like not trying to be seen, none whatsoever. And so they was in need of some guys to model in the show, and I was like, man, I don't want to do this. This is not just not like me, like not me at all. So I you know I was like, you know what? It was last minute, the day of the show. They told me to do it. I said, okay, what's up? I'm going to do it. I did it, and at 15 seconds, changed my life. So
really? It was a runway?
It was a runway. So it was like in the gym, in front of the whole school. It was me and one of my old friends. We was Woody, and we was dressed up as cowboy, cowgirls, and we walked down, and I don't know. It was like, it was different. Like the feeling was amazing. Like it was like not an adrenaline. I'm stuttering. Not the adrenaline rush, but it was like a spark of fire mm-hmm. or something that just lit for me. So that 15 seconds changed my
whole mindset. Since then, are you from Texas?
I'm not from Texas. I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Tennessee. Outside of Memphis, actually. So small town called Fayette County.
So what brought you to Texas?
So I graduated from MTSU out of Nashville. And after graduation in Nashville, if you're not in a family or if you're not in college, it's really just a normal city. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to break out and, you know, see the world. And I came out here like a couple years ago and been loving it ever since.
Yeah. So how many years have you been actually like modeling from?
I've been modeling for about 3 to 4 years now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, so you won't wait. What you said you started in high school?
I started in high school. That was like just a little 1-2. in college, I did a couple shows, but then after college, that's when I really like got into it and really start actually doing shows.
How do you find like the jobs yourself?
Social media is your best friend. So I was new to Dallas and my thought process like, dang, I want to do more stuff, but like, how am I finding it? So like with me, mm-hmm. I follow like different designers, different photographers and, different like influencers, like that works more behind the scenes of the shows. They're the ones who are posting more casting calls. Mm-hmm. So after following them, they'll post the casting. And once I go to the cast, I'm getting other people information and that's how I'm kind of, it just so trickle up from there.
You're just a big networker. Huh?
Mm-hmm. The 15 seconds in high school, you know, made me into a talker. So,
yeah.
Look.
Okay. So, has it become easier finding, like, these jobs?
Yes.
Like, was
no.
it hard in the beginning or is it still kind of, like, tough?
I say it's in the middle because, like, you know, nothing's easy. Mm-hmm. You still got to actually, you know, put the work in, actually find them. And then, yes and no, mainly because it's easy because a lot of people, you know, reach out to me and they ask me to do shows. But then the shows that I want to do, you got to actually go look for them. Mm-hmm. So like the bigger shows, those are the ones that it's hard to find because you got to really be like on point and like know somebody who knows somebody to really get into this. So yeah.
Yeah, I've always, I don't know, for me personally, like I hate asking people for things. And it's just like, how does that like bother you? Like cringe your own self. It's like, oh, I hate asking, but I'm trying to put myself out there at the same time. How do you like manage that?
The Aquarius in me is like, I hate asking people for help. Like I would, like if I have a broke arm, I would not ask you to do nothing. I just look, I'll suffer. But I mean, I guess it just comes with like the territory. Mm-hmm. The motto, closed mouths don't get fed. That's like really a thing. And like, I missed a lot of opportunities by not just opening my mouth and just asking somebody. Yeah. So that's a real deal, like a real thing, especially nowadays, where people like more so go off of connections and who you know. So I just, in my head, I'm cussing them out, but like, what I'm saying out of my mouth is like, you know what? It's just like 2 seconds. It's in and out. And then go from there.
I feel that because sometimes I'll be like just quiet in my element. And then people are like, how do you have a podcast? You're so quiet. And it was just like.
And it'd be the one. The quiet people are like the most creative, like creative people that I've known. And it's so funny. It's like, you know, why hide it? Why mask it? You know, who are you hiding from?
Right. What you got cooking up in there?
Right.
What's your favorite part about being a model?
Oof, my favorite part is really just doing something that I wouldn't do normally. So like a lot of the clothes and the outfits I wear, like there's something I wouldn't do. Like I'm a plain Jane kind of guy. And a lot of shows that I've been in, like I've done makeup, did like different, like I had a rose braided into my like mustache. It was pretty cool. I want to do it again. And I was like, you know, in my head, I'd never do this like in normal life. Yeah. And so just being able to do stuff that and try things that is out of my norm. So yeah, that's one thing I like about being a model.
That comes with, how do you build confidence like on the runway? Cause do you get nervous every time? Cause then you've done it, you know, plenty of times. Like how do you?
So, okay. I'm gonna say this in the most humblest way as possible. When I get on the runway, I think about like the photos. Cause you know how like my mom, she's like bad at it. Like if it's an embarrassing photo, ugly photo, it's like blurry. If it's like not like a perfect photo, she's going to post it. And so in my head, I'm like, okay, Dre, you can be nervous all you want to, but once you get on this runway, you need to get it together. Like you need to stand up straight, make sure you smile, make sure you look good. Because once the photos are took, ain't no going back. So that's like one thing that I've kind of kept with me, like even like on my everyday, like first impressions, and you only get one time to like show who you are and like step in and show out. And that's really, that's what I look at or how I look at it. You know?
So it's the photos that.
It's the photos.
Cause they're going to end up on Facebook either way.
Man. And my mom, she'll like, it'll be like a cutoff of my face. It'll be like the most embarrassing photo. I'm wearing like a small shirt or like some holes in my pants. She's posting it. And it'll take an army to get her to delete it. So, big shout out to you, mama. But,
so that's how you just think about, like, okay, this. You think about the end. It's like, this has to look good. So let me look good real quick.
Be like, look, you can be scared all you want to, but that photo is going to get took.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good or it's going to be bad. Do you want a good photo? Do you want a bad photo? And look.
I never thought about it that way. What has been like your favorite fashion show or project that you've done?
Oh, there's actually been quite a few. But my top favorite, it will have to be the Slick Rick private show that I did. So it was like around last year, December, I believe. It was Slick Rick. He had a private show, at a airline out in Dallas. It was a small, like, intimate fashion show, but I was able to dress up as Slick Rick and, you know, being in the same room as him, you know, being with one of those, like, legends.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I mean.
What did you wear?
It was kind of awkward because, like, so I had like black leather pants. I was shirtless and I had like a lot of chains around my neck. I had an eye patch and I had like a, what you call those? Like, old man, like golf hats.
A golf hat?
You know, one of them like granddad hats, like them old man hats.
I don't think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I was like, now that you think about it, I don't watch golf. Like, do people wear golf hats?
Look, it's gonna come to me. And when it comes to me, you're gonna be like, oh,
that's what he was talking about.
Like, oh, yeah. And so it was like the weirdest outfit, but it was just the experience that really, like, was like, oh, dang, like, you really do this.
So you wore an eye patch.
An eye patch.
So you were walking down the runway with one eye.
It was horrible because it was stairs. That was a lot of stairs and a lot of walking. So it was in a dark room. But photos came out good.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters.
If you weren't modeling, what would you be doing? Probably your PR stuff that you mentioned.
Probably so. Actually, if I wasn't modeling,
okay, let's say if you weren't like a creative, what would
you be doing? I wasn't a creative, I'd probably be doing like the boring like desk work. So I come from like an engineer educator family. Mm-hmm. And in college, you know, I started off as an electrical engineer major. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, this is what I want to do. It's good money, good, easy field that I can get into. You know, not a lot of people, you know, are thinking about doing it. But every day in class, I'm in my head and I'm trying to think about some DIY or some creative or doing this or doing that. So if I wasn't doing anything creative, I'd probably be like engineering somewhere.
Is that what you went to school for?
So I started off as an electrical engineer major, but then I changed over to a double major to public relations and economics and finance. So, I want to be a creative, but realistically, you know, in the world we live in, you know, I have to, you know, make sure I was prepared. So.
So is modeling full-time something that you do full-time now?
Oh, no, it's part-time. So that's, I guess, the downside of not being signed. You don't really get as many gigs as you would if you were signed. Because I mean, I can be on Instagram all day. It's a lot of stuff that I miss and look over. So hopefully one day in the future, but you know, now.
Yeah, don't we all, right?
Yeah, look, if it was only so simple, you know?
If I could do it tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, I would totally do it full time.
Man.
What advice do you have for aspiring models or creatives?
What advice? How should I put this? Okay, so a bit of advice that I would give to like future creatives is be you. Just be yourself. You know, you are more than enough. You know, just let people say what they're going to say. Because at the end of the day, if they're not talking about you, then you're not doing it right. Mm-hmm. So I just say, just be you. You know, the world is just, they'll fix, they'll come around eventually.
Right. The world is yours.
Guys. That's what I'm saying. See?
So. You might as well do what you love.
I'm telling you, they're going to talk about you regardless. So you might as well just go ahead and do it and kill it and execute it and make them mad.
And keep going.
All of them.
Are you working on any upcoming projects right now? Are you doing anything? I know you said you were in town for.
Yes. So I've had a couple projects lately. Last week I was in a stage play, my first stage play. It was a, redemption of Dream Girls. I was supposed to just have a minor role, but they gave me a singing part. So that was interesting.
Oh yeah. Can you sing?
In my head, I'm Beyonce, but the way it comes out my mouth is, let's just keep it to ourselves. Like,
it's the singing in the shower.
It's the sing. I wouldn't even say singing in the shower because that's bad. Like I was singing the other day and I was like, man, I sound good. And my brother came in, my brother came in recording me, and I was like, who is that? That's you. So it set me down real quick. But now I kicked it off. Today I am doing Fort Worth Fashion Week over at the museum downtown. If you guys want to stop by, that'd be pretty interesting.
Have you been doing that all week, or when did it start?
It started It's, so Fashion Week's been starting, like, you know, since this year started. This fashion show is more so like a, like an event. So like it's, I just got notified about it last Saturday, went to my first fitting Monday, and now I'm gonna walk down this alleyway, this runway, you know, today. So.
Oh, today, yeah. Tonight. Which museum?
In a couple hours. So yeah. But it's one downtown. I have to give the information.
Yeah, there's a couple, so that's why I was like.
It's a lot of museums here.
Yeah.
Dallas is huge. Fort Worth. Since I've been here, I've realized that Fort Worth and Dallas is not the same place.
Not at all.
Same place.
Like, to me it is, but to us it's not.
Right. But yeah, so. It's downtown Fort Worth. I'll shoot you information afterwards, and yeah, it's pretty.
Sounds good. What's your favorite pizza?
Oof, favorite pizza. So I don't know the name for it, but it's like, it's barbecue, chicken, and bacon. That's one of them with like jalapenos on the side.
From where? Barbecue, chicken, and bacon.
You can get it from anywhere. I'm like a Domino's, Little Caesars kind of guy. From Domino's, I normally get like I get like a Alfredo sauce with chicken,
mm-hmm.
with jalapenos and pineapples.
Oh yeah, you're Oof. Unique with your pizza choices.
Oof. Or pizza I'm a toppings. Big man at heart, you know. See my body looks like I'm 150, but in my head I'm like 350 because I'm a big foodie. So yeah.
So you're a foodie. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. I just got pepperoni. I hope that's okay.
Oh, it's definitely. I've been eyeing it the whole time. Like, we've been having this mind, like, conversation this whole time. Like, after the show. After the show, I got you, see.
Little Caesars. All right, Draper, thanks for coming on and sharing your story. You guys, Draper is a model, and he wants to transition into doing some
PR
managing. Modeling, managing. Whatever. Did I say that right?
It was close. It was close. Look, you was
PR.
You had the idea. You was there.
PR stands for what again?
Public relations.
Public relations? Mm-hmm. Okay. I should know that. I think I did. You can find Kimbo Slice of Life on YouTube. Guys, don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, please. Your girl needs subscribers. Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We will see you guys in 2 weeks of a bonus episode.